This is Channel 2.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Show with me, Paul Andrews, here on channelradio.co.uk in association with bizradio.co.uk. My guests this afternoon are Simon Teague and King James, and we're going to be talking about this year's King Summit. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Paul.
Okay, let's kick off. No, it's always a pleasure. And we kind of missed you last year. Now, was there a King Summit at all last year? Did you take it virtual?
Yes, we decided at the last minute. Obviously, it was all very last minute last year, wasn't it? To hold it virtually. We had a Zoom capability and we had a technical company come and support us deliver it on Zoom. And I think we had about 80 people in and out of the different Zoom rooms that we had. But we also, we were quite ambitious last year. We decided to live stream at the same time.
Wow, you went for it big time.
Good and stuff. I think we had about... we had about 80 people or so that were watching the live stream. Yeah, which is great.
Yeah, but you're back live this year, and this will be, if I'm right, this will be the fourth year.
Yes, this is the fourth year. We're back live, and we're going to the Kent Event Centre. So we're bringing it a little bit more central to Kent, to encourage businesses from all over Kent to come along. Right. And we've got the within the Clive Empsom suite. There's a number of rooms there which are a nice sizable roomy size, lots of space, lots of air, lots of room to move around, and so we're looking to run it from there on the 14th of October this year.
Fantastic. Okay, let's for those listeners that don't know, I can't imagine there'll be many, but for those that don't know, let's let them know what the King Summit is all about, where the idea came from, what made you start it, and then basically what the whole conference is about. Maybe we can hear from King. We haven't heard from King yet.
All right. Thank you so much for the opportunity. King Summit, we are a Christian organization. The idea came from our belief and faith in God. We believe strongly that God wants to help businesses. It just really is his idea to help businesses. And I believe as businesses grow, there's more chances, better chances of eradicating poverty. And to be honest, in our local communities, the more the people take advantage of their the skill sets they've got and the mind that God has given them, put it to good use, they're more likely going to prosper. So that King Summit is actually based on this idea that God has given us to help the business people succeed and also help them have the right purpose for success.
Okay, cool. I mean, I've been involved on a very peripheral level by attending, I certainly attended the year before last, and I think I attended the one before that as well. And they were really good fun. They're really broad-based. So whilst there's a Christian element to it, it's not necessarily just for Christians and things like that. You know, everyone's welcome. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just that we try not to be ashamed to identify who we are, you know, to say that we are a Christian organization. But like you rightly said, the meeting, our conferences is not about you come and read the Bible and believe in Jesus and give your life to Jesus and all of that. No, it's about businesses. Yeah. It's literal, practical. You've been there. You know what we're talking about. Anyone who comes there is going to go home inspired, impacted, to see progress straight away, immediate progress in their business, immediately.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the key thing, Paul, as you saw, was that we are integrating some really important messages about how we can get our businesses into a really good shape, but at the same time going away with some very, very practical tools, stories, examples. People have workbooks. They're able to literally take away everything they get on the day, test it out on the day by sharing it with others, and then take it back into their business. And so what we've seen since is those businesses that have come are fed back to us. The impact it's had on them. Yeah. And it's just so interesting for me that we got this vision way before the pandemic. And then the pandemic came along, and all the businesses that have attended the King's Summit are in a really good place right now because of a number of, sometimes just a very small thing that they took away, but it was the thing that's made the difference. And in other cases, whole businesses were restructured as a result of thinking about their vision, their values, their principles, and key goals to get their business into a good place.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to raise that. And you're absolutely right, Simon, that, of course, a lot of us in business were caught out by the pandemic. And, you know, it's thrown up lots of problems and opportunities, I guess, but problems for a lot of us, very, especially for small businesses who just didn't have the strategic plan in place. They didn't have the strategic awareness in place to actually cope with this absolutely unusual, totally unusual set of circumstances. So I get where you're coming from, that, you know, people that have done this before have probably started to put in place all those strategies that have served them through this pandemic. What I'd like to concentrate on now, if I may, gents, is who the speakers are and what kind of topics you're going to be covering at this year's conference.
Okay, well, I'll kick that one off, King, shall I? We had, very interestingly, we had a prayer group about the King Summit this year. We had this vision of nets. And in fact, there's a very good program on YouTube at the moment called The Chosen. And there's a clip on there of where Peter was working on his nets. He'd been fishing all night long, fishing. He had Roman taxes to pay. He was in quite a desperate position, and he caught nothing. But he came in, so rather than perhaps go home to bed, you know, the last thing that's the last thing he would do as a fisherman, what he needs to do is clean the nets, make sure they're all in good order, et cetera, et cetera. Suddenly along comes Jesus and says, you know, go back out again and cast your nets on the other side of the boat. And he's like, you have to be kidding. I've been up all night long working on these nets and fishing with no fish. But of course, he catches an immense catch of fish. And the reason why he's able to haul that fish in is because the nets have been strengthened. Yeah. And the key thing about nets is that they intertwine, and it's the knot in the net that makes it strong. Mm. And in essence, what he was doing that morning was he was working on the nets. Mm. He was net working.
I see what you did there.
This is the concept of networking, you know, that we have our own nets in life. We have a network of people that helps us to take our business forward. And our nets have suffered a little bit with the pandemic. You know, we've perhaps lost touch with some people. We're even our own workforce, it's hard to keep them motivated when half of them are at home, half of them are in business, et cetera, et cetera. So the key theme this year we feel really strongly is, how do we rebuild our networks and how do we make those nets and those networks strong, so that we're able to start to thrive out of this pandemic? And if I may just say one other thing, it's really interesting that in the 1930s in America, the Great Depression of the 1930s, the businesses that came out of that period thriving had built what they called mastermind groups.
Right.
And they were strong networks, very, very strong networks. And it was those networks working together that brought them out of that Great Depression. And I think that the analogy is the same for now.
You're absolutely right. I love that parable about, you know, fixing your nets, because this is the problem that so many businesses have faced. You know, our businesses have been, a lot of them, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them have just been ripped apart. And they don't have the substance to put it back together again quickly, i.e. their nets are in bad repair. So, you know, once the market starts to open up again, they're not just going to go out, to carry on using the analogy, they're not just going to go out and catch fish. They've got to start from scratch. They've got to repair their boat. They've got to repair their nets, you know, while everybody else is out fishing. So you're absolutely right. It's about getting your structures, your network, everything in place, ready to launch again and to go again. But of course, that's really difficult when you're miserable and depressed and, you know, and business has been really, really tough. As you say, you know, so many of us have, you know, we've not earned money for a year or earned very little. We haven't been to work. You know, we've been all locked at home. A lot of people have been ill, obviously. There's all kinds of things happening that have made it very difficult. So I think, you know, the timing of what you guys are doing with the Fourth King's Summit is perfect, because hopefully we should be, you know, starting to claw our way out of where we are. And even if we're not, the message that you're sending out is really important, which is don't give up, you know, get on top of it, get ready for when we are out. What are the kind of speakers we can look forward to hearing from?
Okay, can I just, King, maybe I'll bring King in at this point, but just to pick up on that point, Paul, that it for me, you're right, businesses need all those things and they need to be thinking about all those things. But the very fact, the way the King's Summit works, different to any other conference, is there'll be that practical time when we're going to give lots of time for people in the room to actually build a network.
Right.
We're going to group businesses together. We're going to have all the attendees on a wall around the room, so you know what business is in the room. If you want to connect with them, we're going to find a way to connect with them. So we're actually going to be metaphorically mending the nets as part of that day. So people, we're expecting people to go away with a new network and a stronger network. And that's why it's so important people come. They just take that leap of faith. They step out of there. You know, we've all got back to home offices and, you know, it feels quite lonely, actually. Come out of the home office, come into the King's Summit. Let's reconnect, rebuild. Let's go away with a new net that we can actually take it forward.
Yeah, so it's not just passive learning here. You're actually doing something physical, real, and in real time as well, i.e. connecting people, which, of course, is where we all need to be, you know, for all the reasons you've said. But, you know, just from a sales process point of view, a lot of us haven't been doing any sales for ages because there was no one to sell to, because, you know, so many businesses were in mothballs or not responding or weren't there. And it's a point that we've been making on a number of issues here, that just relieving the situation. So as of October the 1st, furlough ends. So people are going to be coming back to work, but they're not just going to launch straight back into work. There's this whole rebuilding exercise to go through. And we've all lost, you know, no matter how hard we tried, we've all lost a lot of connections over the last 18 months because we just, you know, haven't been able to talk to our normal customers. We haven't been able to develop new customers. So I love what you're suggesting here, is that this isn't just an exercise of telling people what to do. You're physically going to connect people to each other.
And through the year, we also were setting up a system where we could also keep updating businesses as well on what, giving them opportunity to let other businesses know what they're doing through our YouTube channel and through our social media platforms as well. So those are the other things we have on the side as well going.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. Just run us. So you've talked a lot about the networking that you're going to do and putting people together and having people displayed around the room so that presumably they can meet each other as well. Is there a Q&A session due to happen?
Yes. Yeah, so in terms of going back to speakers, we don't have too many speakers this year because we want to create the space and the time for people to people will not be sat listening to speakers. They'll be up off their seat talking about their own business, promoting it, et cetera, et cetera. We do have some really two great speakers that joined us last year on Zoom was Dan Moldhub, who's the managing director of the wonderful creative agency. Yeah. Amazing business. And again, yeah, you know him. He's a really great speaker. He's got a fascinating story to tell. And also Dr. Wayne Wright is going to be another speaker. He's got a lot of insight into some of the challenges businesses are facing right now. And myself. And that's really pretty much going to be it. Yeah. We are going to do, as you say, the Q&A session.
Yeah.
We'd love you to be there as well, again, of course, because you did such a great job.
I'll try very hard to be there.
And we'll have some a group of entrepreneurs on the stage that are sharing their insights. So we're none of it's theory. You know, we'll be hearing real live situations. We had some great people that you were interviewing last year, and we'll have a little group of entrepreneurs and business owners there to do that again this year. Lots of time for interaction in between.
I'm not just blowing smoke here, but I go to so many conferences and so many seminars and stuff, and I always find they have too many speakers. You know, even though they're good speakers, I'm listening to one, and at the end of their talk, I'm thinking about it and I'm processing it. And before I know it, the next one started, and I'm going, hold on a minute, I'm still thinking about the last one here. So I really appreciate that. I think quality over quantity is better every time. And giving people that space to take on board the messages they've heard and do something with it right then. Yeah. If you can do something with it right then, it gets set in your mind straight away. So I love that. And I know both gentlemen that you've mentioned, and they're both very, very knowledgeable and very interesting speakers with a lot of stuff to impart. And I know Wayne Wright recently wrote a book. Actually, it's probably about a year ago now.
10 Laws.
Yeah.
Ten Commandments of Business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something I like that.
Absolutely. So there's lots happening at the summit. You've moved location. You're now at the Kent Event Centre, which is at Detlin, on the top of Detlin Hill there. And as you say, I guess you've moved there because it's more central. Because last time you had the live event, it was in Canterbury, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's where we started in Canterbury. And, you know, we like Canterbury a lot. We may go back there at some point, but we're just seeing if we can get that North Kent and West Kent group of businesses interested in coming over, because the parking there is awesome. The event, you know, everybody knows where it is. Yeah. It's pretty easy to get to.
And you're right on the motorway network. So, you know, as you say, it's easy and it's got good access, and it's a nice place with lots of good resources and stuff like that. Okay, so let's go through the logistics now. We need to know the date and the time that this is happening, and then of course the important thing is how to book our place on it.
Okay, yeah. So the date is the 14th of October. Which is Thursday. The time is 8:30 to 4:30. So the 8:30 allows for a little bit of networking beforehand, of course.
Right.
And bacon rolls and that kind of thing.
I was going to say, if there's breakfast, I'll be there.
Got to start the day with bacon rolls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And all the details are on our website, which is thekingssummit.com.
Fantastic.
Thekingssummit.com. Yeah.
Okay. And to book a ticket, you can just go from the website to Eventbrite as well to book a ticket. Yeah.
And there's a link on the website, presumably, for booking your tickets.
Absolutely. There is. Yeah. And we're really blessed this year by a fantastic sponsor in Azet's Accountants. This is their fourth year of sponsoring the King Summit. They really love it. They've got their own message. And in fact, Ed from Assets will also be running a small session on business planning and what have you, of course, as the sponsor. But that's enabled us to halve the ticket price from previous years this year. So it's only going to be £49 a ticket. Fantastic. To get people there. Friends, lunch all day, you know.
That's good value. It's worth it just for the bacon rolls for me. and just for people that don't know, your sponsor used to be known as Wilkins Kennedy.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they've grown as a business and have become part of something bigger. And they're now called Asset. Yep.
Yeah.
A huge thank you to them for sponsoring you guys and making it easier for us to attend. And we really appreciate that. Look, Simon King, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you on the Business Bunker Extra Show. Thank you for joining us. We wish you much success with the King's Summit event number 4. It's now an established part of the Kent business calendar. People, you know, apart from when we had to Zoom it, it was a growing event every year, you know, more and more people coming every year. And I can't remember if I came to the first one. I think I did. But it's certainly got bigger each year that I've been to it and seen it. And it's been growing and growing and growing. And you're now holding it at a place that can, you know, expand quite a lot as well. There's a lot of space at the Kent Event Centre. So we wish you tremendous amount of success with it. We know it will be successful. And thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Extra Show. And we'll talk to you again soon sometime.
Thank you so much for having us.
Okay. Take care, guys, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
This is Channel 2.
Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday. 10:30 a.m. Facebook. And 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
This is Channel 2.